Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I am your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, meaning that we are committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. As always, I'm excited. I'm so grateful for every single listen, for every single person who shares this podcast. And I hope that most importantly, that you are receiving this at a time and in a way that makes sense, right? We call it being time released, right? Almost like medications. Whenever you take that medication, and over the course of time, it releases little by little more into your system of what you need. And I hope that this podcast serves that same purpose for you and for those in your community. Now, this is episode 119, entitled As of Right Now, but I'm leaning towards problem solving. Just something simple, problem solving. Because so many things that we encounter, that we see, that we experience in our lives, really, they are problems, but not problems meant to defeat us, right? They are problems meant to challenge us so that we can expand our minds to the point of solving them. Duke Ellington, the musician, once said, "A problem is a chance for you to do your best." And I feel that in my heart. I believe that to be true. A problem is meant to be met where it is and then left where it was. And so I just want to speak over you, speak into you. I want to speak some encouragement, some motivation, some inspiration into your life today to say that whatever that problem is that you're facing, whether it be financial, whether it be mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, just don't give up facing that problem. Don't turn away from it whenever you have to stare it down in order to find your path and your rhythm and your pace and whatever it takes to solve it. We see these kids, we see people who are able to solve these very complex Rubik's cubes because they understand the problem and they understand that there's a system to how it can be solved. And now we're seeing it done in record time. I mean, in mere seconds, in the blink of an eye, people are solving these complex problems. And though those people, those individuals may be unique, I think of each individual person in the world as having their own unique set of skills and gifts that can be used to help them overcome the problems that they are facing if we spend the time, if we invest our energy in actually solving the problem instead of just being upset at the fact that there is a problem. There will always be a problem. There will always be something that we're facing that makes us feel frustrated, that makes us feel challenged, that makes us, something that's adverse. There will always be some form of adversity. But in order to address those problems, I often talk about the healthy habits that we have to take on. Healthy habits over harmful habits. And I personally make a practice of lifting up and encouraging and cheering on the healthy habits over the harmful habits, because I told a friend just yesterday. So often, you go to a club. I don't go to clubs anymore, but the person goes to a club and they buy a bottle, and the bottle comes out with sparklers. There's girls carrying it. People are cheering. And what's really being cheered on in that moment? Buying a bottle? It's cool. But what does that really accomplish, right? Yet, if someone really levels up in life and hits a new level and, accomplishes a goal, what's being cheered on? Very little. We have gotten into the habit of cheering on and supporting and encouraging some of the wrong things. Some of the things that really just last for a night or last for a moment or last for a week. But does it have a lasting impact on your life beyond the photos, beyond the hangover? Beyond the excitement, the initial excitement that then quickly fades, right? If it doesn't have that lasting power, then maybe we shouldn't give it that deep energy in all of ourselves. I'm not saying not to do it at all. What I'm saying is that there should be an 80-20 rule, right? Or a 90-10 rule that says, I will not engage in this until I have done these, until I have really developed myself. See, life is about development. You've heard me say it before. If you've ever heard this podcast, life is what you make it. Life is about growth. It's about expanding yourself, about enhancing yourself, enhancing your point of view. It's about getting to the point where you realize that what you've been lifting is no longer heavy to you. It's now lightened up. So you have to add more weights. You have to read more books. You have to expand your knowledge. You have to be in the presence of different people who think in different ways. You have to challenge yourself in a way that will help you to develop into the highest version of yourself, because the truth is, life is so short that I don't feel like we should treat ourselves as if there isn't something higher to be sought after. It's too short. In the blink of an eye, we see talented people. And the irony of it is that these talented people who lose their lives at a young age, we look at them and we say, wow, look at what they accomplished. But what are we accomplishing with our opportunities that are still in hand, that are still at heart, that are still top of mind? What are we accomplishing? Are we really committing our actions and our thoughts and our intentions and our efforts to the highest version of ourselves? Or are we just getting more and more satisfied with mediocrity? Are we? Because personally, that's not where I want to stand, and that's not what I want to hang my hat on. That's not what I want written on my tombstone. I want to accomplish great things in the world, not just in my own eyes, but in the eyes of my sons, in the eyes of my wife, in the eyes of my peers. I want to learn, I want to experience, and I believe that we all should, but we have to understand that there needs to be a celebration of the healthy habits over the harmful habits. I was recently talking to someone who went through some life difficulties, right, as we all do, and they were saying like, hey, you know, I'm not working in the field that I used to, and that was more prestigious. Now I'm, you know, doing some cleaning of homes, and you know, I just got a remote job that's in the same industry though. And they were speaking about it as if they hadn't overcome what they had just overcome, as if they hadn't come back from a great deficit to now stand and to have their plan back in place. What I'm saying to you is that despite what we've been through, if you now are in position to go back, not to go back, but to go forward towards what your goals originally were, then you're already winning. Celebrate that you're winning. Celebrate that you are stable. Celebrate that if you are living in a hotel, but you are not homeless, then you have the hotel. Celebrate that if you do have a job, but not your dream job, but you can build the skills for your dream job from the job that you have a job. If you don't have the job that you desire, then build yourself into the person who can now get that job that you desire. If your resume doesn't reflect who you feel like you are, if it isn't reflected on paper, then I'm telling you, build it up, build those skills, open the books, go to the library where the books are free to just check out, read, and then return, and build yourself, build the value of how you see yourself, how you live, how you push yourself, how you experience your life. Why? Because this is what life is really all about, and so many of us are losing sight of that. So many of us are missing that point. And the incredible speaker, Les Brown, an author, once said, life is a fight. Once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will come for you. And my question is, do you really desire for the things that you don't want to attract to come for you? Because again, as Les said, if you stop fighting for what you want and what is most important to you and what you value and your health, if you stop fighting for your mental health, for your mindset, for your resilience, for your growth, for your persistence, if you stop fighting for these things, then what you don't want will come for you. And if you haven't built up that internal challenge, if you haven't been developing yourself, then when those things come for you, you will feel unprepared. You will feel squeamish. You will feel reluctant. You will feel doubt. You will feel limiting beliefs. You will feel afraid of failure, when the truth is, failure is the only way to go forward. Failure is the only way to go forward. See, we can't think we've reached the limit when we've really just arrived at the next level. So sometimes we reach a challenge, a difficulty, we face something, we're experiencing this hardship, and we throw our hands up and we're like, ah, man, this must be it. This must be what's gonna kill me. This must be what's gonna just, you know, wear me out. I can't climb this hill. And the truth is, you can. Now, you may need to go a little bit slower than what you normally would. You may need to take some deeper breaths to bring along some water. You may need to take a different approach than you ever had. You may need to learn a skill that you haven't mastered, but that hill is still yours to climb. That limit, that perceived limit, is really just arriving at the next level that you still have to work through. And you can work through. If you're listening to this, you have breath in your lungs, you can work through this. Matter of fact, John Wooden, the basketball player and coach, said, "Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. And what you can do is get up and give it another effort." And a friend of mine just recently said, "Life is a series of problems to be solved. And only once we commit to solving them do we unlock those next levels of ourselves." See, it's not just about the next level of challenge, it's about unlocking that next level of yourself and getting clocked in and choosing growth. And I believe in you. I love you. I want to see you accomplish these goals. And I believe that you are an incredibly talented, intelligent person, but you may need that reminder that where you are is not where you will always be. This is not what forever looks like. So keep going. Don't let problem solving make you feel stuck, because you aren't. You're not stuck. You're just getting started. Again, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. I believe in your ability to do so. And I'm here with you along for the ride. You're watching my journey and I'm watching yours. So let's continue to choose growth and to stay clocked in together. As always, it's Corey. Have a great day.